isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but randomly holler volitive interjections and have a passion for the music popular back when my father would tune his AM transistor radio to Jack Brickhouse calling Cubs games.
That's it. That's way back there. Back. And
an interjection is a word or expression uttered on its own conveying spontaneous feelings or reactions. One particular interjection has proven quite grammatically versatile, expressing surprise, challenge, rebuttal, anger, or even as a preface to a remark or as an informal greeting. Perhaps most fascinating is that this interjection has spawned a slew of pop culture catchphrases with little more than repetition of the word with contrary emphasis applied to each utterance. In Rock and Rhythm, this popular interjection was used most frequently as an attention-getting lyrical device, and that's exactly what it did. Hey! It's a new installment of the Rockin' Rhythm Review. They say hay is for horses, but we're gonna roll and rock in this hay with T-Bone Walker, The Flamingos, Rose Maddox, The Leaves, Charles Norris, Mose Allison, Wild Bill Moore, Billy the Kid Emerson, and Little Richard.
Hey! An interjection starts a sentence right.
Hopping through Chicago's key independents, Chance, Parrot, and Chess, eventually brought the Windy City's finest vocal group to the big time, Decca, or so they thought.
Hey now.
Legal imbroglios with Chess coupled with Decca's ineptitude put the Flamingos on a flight to obscurity had it not been for a 1959 hop to micro-label End, resulting in their biggest hit and leaving Decca scouring their vault and releasing this tune cut 2 years prior. Hey now.
Well, now, Daddy,
As the lone female member of America's most colorful hillbilly band, Maddox Brothers and Sister Rose, Rose eventually pursued a solo career. Already signed to powerhouse label Columbia, Maddox cemented her fiery reputation by grabbing fleet-fingered Merle Travis and cutting this 1955 tune, Hey Little Dreamboat. Although the Chuck Norris that comes to most minds could knock you out with his fists, our Chuck Norris could knock you out with his fingers. Primarily a sideman, Fret Wizard Chuck, aka Charles Norris, knocked out a handful of singles on his own. This one in 1950 during a brief stay at Mercury. Hey everybody.
This ain't no joke. If you don't watch out, well, you wind up broke. Thank you. If there's somebody that you love and desire, be careful with your money or you'll put out the fire.
We can thank singer Sam Third for the gibberish Spotty Odie from his 1937 namesake tune. A decade passed when Styx McGee began messing around with the idiom, culminating in a 1949 hit, Drinkin' Wine Spotty Odie. Then everyone got in on the act, including honker Wild Bill Moore, whom cut his own Spotty Odie for King in 1950. Hey Spotty Odie.
Your hands, you sing and shout while I tell everybody what it's all about. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Spotty Odie.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Spotty Odie.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Spotty Odie.
Everybody here's gonna have a ball. Take that sad look off your face. Don't want you to drag this place. Hold your arms way out, then you bend your knees. You shout Spotty Odie just as loud as you please. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Spotty Odie.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Spotty Odie.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Spotty Odie.
Everybody here's gonna have a ball. So much fun since I've been born. Hey, everybody.
Hey, Spotty Odie.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Spotty Odie.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Spotty Odie.
Everybody here's going to have a ball.
As of 2018, not too many rock and rhythm nonagenarians are still alive. Dave Bartholomew, Hal Singer, Big J McNeely, to name a few, and 88 Ace Billy the Kid Emerson. Brought to the Sun label in 1954 by Ike Turner, it was at Emerson's first session that this tune was culled, featuring Ike's fretwork and, true to Sam Phillips' logic-defying proclivities, shelved until a 1970 comp LP, Hey Little Girl.
Hey, little girl, tell me what is your name? Hey, little girl, tell me what is your name? Well, my baby's gonna leave me, and it's about to drive me insane. Hey, little girl, I really wanna talk to you. Hey, little girl, I really wanna talk to you. Baby's gone away and left me, and it's got me feeling low. I said, well, 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 well. I said, well, 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 well. Oh, well, well, I believe I'm going to stay from here. I said, well, 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 well. I wanna talk to you. There ain't nothing in this world that me and you can do. I said, well, 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 come on back to me.
In the 40s, there was one guitarist that got the loudest hay when he took the stage, T-Bone Walker. But by the late 50s, T-Bone's draw weakened in the U.S., so like many jazz and blues artists, he conquered Europe as part of the American folk blues festivals. Perhaps energized by the success, T-Bone cut a lone 1964 single for modern, emphasizing a style that had become anachronistic in the wake of the Beatles. But I'd bet even the lads favored it over their own material. Hey, hey, baby.
Yes, I do.
As Shakespeare said, and thereby hangs a tale, as one of the more contested and covered songs from the 60s folk garage rock scene, it's best to Google the story, but to point, however he may have come up with it, folky Billy Roberts was first to copyright this song in 1962, and 3 years later the Lees were first to record it, albeit three different versions. The first was crap, the third was a hit, but the second was the best in my humble opinion. Hey Joe, where you gonna go? Another oft-covered tune yet devoid of authorship dispute came from the pen of Hank Williams. Cut in 1951, the tune predates the soon-to-follow rock tenets of Going Steady, Dancing, Hot Rods, and Soda Pop, wrapped in a blanket of double entendre. Covered by everyone, I'm partisan to Mose Allison's 1961 version from his brief tenancy at Columbia. Hey, good looking.
Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? What you say, baby? I don't mean maybe. Bet that we could find a brand new recipe. I got a hot rod Ford and a $10 bill. I know a spot right over the hill. We just pretend that living is free. Why don't you come on with me? Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Say that I will. I don't intend to leave with a dime. Baby, we're wasting time. Hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking? We could be cooking. How's about cooking something up with me?
This is Matt Masters. Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Esra Mohawk. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com and visit jetmasters2tsandjet.com to learn more about the review.
Hey, hey!
In 1955, Little Richard recorded a pedestrian version of the classic Kansas City. A few months later, he cut a second version, highlighted by Richard's manic "Hey, hey, hey, hey" refrain, added to the lyric. This second version sat in the vault until 1959, when Wilbert Harrison was heating up the charts with his own version. In between that time, in 1956, Richard incorporated the "Hey" refrain into a standalone song, which too sat in the vault until 1958, hence released before his second version of Kansas City was, thus giving the illusion that the standalone tune came first, and invariably tricking the Beatles into paying him royalties years later when they covered his second version of Kansas City. Confused?
It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal.
Hey, 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 hey.